My name's Stuart Langridge, and I've achieved inbox 12.
My name's Jono Bacon, and I've achieved inbox 11,642.
And this is...
Oh yeah, it's Shot of Jack.
You've got all your information at your fingertips, and everyone wants this, even if there's disagreement on the methods. We've talked in previous shots about whether you should store it all at Google, or use lots of different cloud providers, or run your own server, or share it with friends. We've talked about how applications should, or could, or would integrate better with the internet, with data storage in the cloud, with sharing, and friendships, and neighbourhoods. But the teachings of Zen might hold, no one's actually asking the underlying question. Is all this really a good idea? Well, one person's asking it. Sorin7486 writes in to ask the question of us. You have access, he says, at the click of a mouse to the people you know and the things you did and the places you've been. But is this a good thing? Do you ever feel the need to just let go of some of that and just allow yourself to forget? And how do you decide when to do that?
I think this is the next step of a discussion that we had a little while back on Shot of Jack, where we were talking about the fire hose. You know, we've got this information overload. You've got email and calendar events and calls and meetings, and you've got Twitter and Facebook and Identica and all kinds of stuff, right? That's all bombarding you during the day, and it just, in many ways, it distracts away from you actually doing stuff, creating things. But it sounds like what you're talking about is one way of dealing with this fire hose is to just delete old shit that you don't need. Is that what you're suggesting?
Essentially, I mean, because you've got this huge volume of data coming in all the time, as you say, we've talked about the fire hose, a lot of stuff that you have doesn't get dealt with now because you're too busy, and it gets stored away in a kind of, everyone's got a I'll deal with that at some point folder. Right? And it grows and grows.
For a lot of people, it's called inbox.
Well, yeah, Jonathan Bacon.
Aye, not me.
Case in point. But just having all this stuff sitting there, lurking and watching you out of the corner of its eye and going, ha ha, never going to have time to deal with me, is just this, yep. It's this kind of slight cognitive drag on you the whole time where you... It becomes rapidly more and more apparent that you're never going to have time to deal with stuff, but you've got it all lying about anyway. Documents that you haven't looked at for years and will never look at for years. In the same way that everyone's got their huge box of leads that plugged into a laptop they don't make anymore, or a television that had a 5-pin DIN socket in it or something like
that. Everybody has got like RF leads,
exactly,
for TVs.
You know, when
that come from like a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Precisely.
10 years ago,
and you come to a point at some point in your life where you think, what the hell am I keeping all this stuff for? And you throw it away, and then you feel this sense of relief and glory that you've, you know, put that part of your life behind you and moved on. Yep. But nobody's doing that with data because disk space is cheap, basically. It costs you nothing to store every document you've ever read, every document you've ever written, every email you've ever sent or received, every photo that you've ever taken or that's ever been taken of you. You can keep all of it. But is it actually a good idea?
Well, I think we're in many ways talking about two separate things because, you know, the fire hose, this incoming avalanche of data and things that you need to respond to in all of its many and bizarre mediums, in many ways, that's a separate topic because keeping data that you've already replied to or dealt with doesn't solve the issue of the fire hose. You still got to reply to the fire hose. The issue is whether you keep the data afterwards. You know, whether you keep it lying around. And your analogy when we talked about this earlier this week was it's like having boxes in your attic, you know.
Yes.
It's like you're never going to use them again. And moving house, it's an enormous pain in the ass to move this extra 15 or 20 boxes of crap that you don't need. Whereas should we just get into the habit of throwing stuff out? Right.
Yeah.
So I don't think it necessarily deals with a fire hose, but it's just what's the value of having it? And personally, I think there's a lot of value in it because there's been a few occasions, not that many, but a few where somebody has asked me a question and I've needed to refer to an email from like 5 years ago or 3 years ago. Like someone will email and say, do you remember when we talked about this 2 or 3 years back? And I'll think, I have no idea who you are, let alone what we talked about. You know, so you'll dig through your email to see if you've spoken to them once before.
Well, Yeah, I mean, I can see. Obviously, there is a use for these things. In exactly the same way, in your box of leads, if, God forbid, the Archangel Gabriel comes down from the sky and gives you a Nintendo Entertainment System, it'd be jolly useful to go, ha ha, I've got a power lead for one of those. Look at that. Didn't think I'd need that, but I did. But equally, how much of a drag on you is it to have to keep all this stuff? Taking the example of the attic and moving house, right? You've got all this stuff that's boxed up. I've had boxes before now which have been moved to a house that I'm in and not opened, and then I've moved to a new house 2 or 3 or 4 years later and the box is still transferred unopened, and at no point during the point at which I lived in that house was the box ever opened. And it makes it harder to move yourself around, to be mobile out there on the internet. We're talking more and more about storing data in the cloud and all that. It's a lot easier to migrate away from Gmail if you don't have to think about how the hell you get 4 gigabytes of old email you're never going to look at again from place to place.
I think part of it is kind of a sense of security, not as in, you know, technical security, but just ease, a peace of mind.
Security blanket kind of security.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think what happens is, you know, particularly in a professional environment where you're at work, there's been a few occasions in my career where, like I say, I've had to refer to things that have happened 6, 7, 8 months ago, and it's been pertinent to my work. And if I didn't have that information available, it would have been a lot worse for me to solve that particular problem.
Nah, that's a cover your ass approach to it. I'll send the white form to the customer, and the yellow form goes to HR, and the pink flimsy goes in my filing cabinet. And so if I get accused of something, I can go, ha ha, no, I've got a form. See, I did it.
I think part of it is a cover your ass approach. There's no doubt about it. We're all human beings and we all want to cover our asses to a degree. But I think part of it is also that searchability kind of thing as well. What I think is interesting about this discussion is right now, on the internet as an example, if you delete stuff, people treat that with a little bit of suspicion. Like if you I have a blog and I never delete comments. Never. The only time I'll delete comments on my blog from readers is if they are clearly offensive. You know, if they're sexist or racist or whatever else, I'll delete them. But if they could strongly, strongly, strongly disagree with me and tell me that my ideas are rubbish and all the rest of it, and I won't delete it because I feel like it's impure of me to delete that. And I wonder what people would think if we got into the culture of deleting stuff, like taking a picture of your holiday and putting it on Flickr for 2 weeks. I wonder what people would think if you were to delete that afterwards.
Well,
yeah, apart from the fact that it would break all links in the internet as well.
Well, yeah, but at the moment, deleting things is suspicious because most people don't do it, because things are meant to stay around, because you expect that if you looked at something today that it will still be there a week or a month or a year or 10 years from now. But if everyone routinely didn't keep data that was older than 3 months, say, then it wouldn't be suspicious because that data wouldn't be there. And obviously, as you say, there are benefits to having this archive of everything you've ever done. But I wonder if there's not a kind of mental freedom in not having it all dragging around behind you the whole time. Same way that when you spring clean your house and throw a load of stuff away. I mean, you might still need that stuff, but there's a real kind of sensation of, wow, I got rid of all that stuff. I feel just lighter and freer.
Yeah, I was going to make the same analogy. When I moved to the US and I, you know, gave a
left
load
all
of my
your
stuff
crap
away
in my house
and I gave a load of stuff to people like you ungrateful bastard, and I sold a few things, and I filled 4 or 5 skips full of crap that I just didn't need, and I moved to the US. I didn't have hardly anything. I mean, I didn't bring any other than my studio equipment. I didn't really bring anything over here. Got rid of all my furniture and all this other rubbish, and it did feel incredibly clean,
liberating,
you know, to make that break, to make that move. And there's no reason why that couldn't apply to data as well.
I wonder whether that might be a good thing with data as well. Just to say, look, all that's part of a past part of my life, you know. And if someone comes to me and says, do you remember that conversation we had 3 years ago? Then I'll just have to say, I'm sorry, I don't remember. Rather than making it look like you remember, but actually you just looked through your archive. At that point, you're just a mouthpiece for the Encyclopedia Britannica in your mailbox. It's not clear that this is necessarily a good thing.
So you know what? We've kicked off the discussion here. We've talked about whether it would be valuable to delete data. And there's many things that we haven't talked about, like, you know, what kind of what kind of data would you want to delete? Are some things more sacred than other things? You know, there's a huge amount of potential for discussion here. So what do you folks think? If you think that deleting data is a good thing, you think it's a bad thing, how would this work? How would you get around the issue of suspicion? Is it suspicious? You need to go to shotofjack.org where you heard this shot and leave your comments just right there.
Or you can go to shotofjack.org/discuss and talk to us on Twitter or Identical or send us emails.
Yeah, and we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.